Well, you know, we'll use it to get a little extra jump on the Colts. And then, of course, it'll be beneficial for us from a, from an injury standpoint, give us an extra day to heal up. The four guys that did not play in the ball game, that are that I guess this is say Kyle played three plays, but Kyle, Tony Brown, Justin Gage, and Justin McCarron will definitely benefit from the extra day. And I'm hopeful that all of them will be on the practice field at some point this week.
What's been the secret to the change in the red zone this year, especially with Lindale? He seems to be just, you know, finding holes and getting in where last year you guys seemed to settle the field goal a lot down there.
Well, it's getting across the goal line is not as easy as it appears. And basically what you have to do is you have to have the threat of the passing game and the threat of the running game. You have to be balanced in the plus territory. A lot of, some teams in the league are not, and as a result, they don't get in as often. I think we have we're very balanced down there in our play selection and what we've shown. So if you commit to the run, then we're gonna we'll make a play to the tight ends or to the receivers in the end zone. So it's just and a lot of that credit, of course, goes to the offensive line too, because they're playing very well.
A lot of the positives that you're seeing this year with your team really coming together. I know whether Lindale scores or Chris scores, they seem to be the first one waiting for each other when they come off.
Well, it's it's a very unselfish group. They enjoy winning and they enjoy making plays and they root for one another. And the receivers like to catch balls, but they also understand that if you don't get the opportunities and you block well and we win the ball game, that's okay also, because winning is the most important thing to them.
If somebody told you you're going to get, I guess, two catches for 11 yards on your receivers and still we're going to win with these, would you believe or did you kind of anticipate
we went into this game thinking that we were going to have some success in the run game, provided that we executed up front. Based on the things that we had seen and, the youth of the age of their defense, rather, and we just felt like we could keep some pressure on and run the football. We did. And I didn't anticipate the big, the explosive plays and long runs like that, but, those were certainly helpful. But we did, as I said yesterday, we left a lot of really good plays on the call sheet in the passing game. Because I felt like we had a real good plan in the passing game. We just didn't need it.
Well, I talk about how did Hawkins do it?
It was fine. I mean, I think he was a little, he was a little excited to begin with, but he settled down and he blocked and, for the most part, knew who to block and ran good routes and, he settled down. And Paul did also. Paul got to play four or five plays and, it was good to get him on the field.
Can you talk about the factors, I guess, that went into using Paul or Chris Davis, who obviously Chris has more experience at this point?
It's just the coach's decision.
Jeff, can you talk about Lindale? I mean, he didn't get quite as many carries over the previous couple games, but he's been nothing but positive. And then to come into yesterday, what you've been expecting out of him, but with the scoring, he's also showing quite a touch for that end zone.
Well, he's he wasn't happy with the number of carries over the 2 weeks prior to this one, but he knew the reason, and the reason was just it kind of got out of hand, and we couldn't run as well as we would have liked against both those defenses. But he was also told that we would hope to get it back to where it was before, the Minnesota and the Baltimore game, and we did. And so he worked hard through the bye week. He's in great shape, and his weight's down a little bit, and he's having a fun game.
Is he okay today?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. All right. Yeah, he probably caught his breath about midnight last night.
Jeff, can you expand a little bit on the answer about Chris Davis?
It was a coach's decision. I want to give Paul a chance. That's all. Paul's been doing well in practice field, and it's time to give him a chance. Had nothing to do with what Chris did or didn't do. It was Paul's turn.
We talked a lot about the D-line depth in the first 6 weeks or so. To be able to keep Kyle down, essentially, and Tony, do you get any kind of a bonus week, especially with the opponent you got coming? Chris?
In retrospect, I think we did the right thing with Kyle. We wanted to see. The only downside is that, I would probably denied the opportunity for William Hayes to get, 15 or 18 plays. That's the only downside. But I think Kyle knows where he's at now. And the other guys playing well. Ball is playing good football for us, as is Jacob and Javon. And Jason came in there yesterday and played very, very well inside for Tony. And Now, that's the kind of thing that we have to have happen. And so, you know, getting back to the receiver thing, I was pleased with the young guys and what they did. They knew what to do. They were professional about the week and studied, and you know, they were effective for us.
Do you feel like defensive line depth is one of the subtle differences that's made this defense maybe better than it was last year?
Not necessarily, because you know, we lost two very good ends that had accounted for 14 sacks for us last year. So we had depth last year, but we've been able to stay healthy, and we're rotating them and keeping them fresh. And you know, we've got depth in a lot of the necessary positions.
Wait, just being part of that, being part of that depth, made some plays yesterday. Is he at a point where making more plays gets him?
I'm sorry, who is that?
Kevin Dickerson. Making more plays. Is he at a point where making more plays on a Sunday make him active, or just because of where he's at on the list, it's only when opportunity comes?
Well, I've talked about this several times. Now, you can only keep so many players up, and I mean that's just the way it is. And Tony couldn't play yesterday, so Kevin got his opportunity. We have all the confidence in the world, Kevin. I mean, he played hard, played well, and he's ready to play. And that's, you know, that's the good thing about where we are. You know, from, at least on the defensive standpoint, is we've got depth. And if somebody's going to take a week off or because of injury, then we got people to plug in.
Have you talked much with players about just the opportunities they had on Monday to really open up a huge lead on your division rival, or guys already kind of know what?
No, I mean, this is our next game. It's a division opponent, and we know them very well. We have to play well. We have to play better than we played all year to have a chance to win this.
I'm understanding you're right. There's a point in the game when you scrap some of the game plan passing and said, "Hey, if we focus on this particular aspect, the running game, this will take us to victory." Roughly, if that's true. What point in the game did that happen?
Well, we always go into a game with enough options offensively. And I think sometimes players will say we have more than enough. But when you don't have to, you know, we didn't have to dial up, you know, 15 or 18 third and sixth plays yesterday. We stayed out of third down because of the first downs and the chunks and things. And so it wasn't a point in the game. It was just the flow of the game. It's how your defense plays and how your field position is. And so we, you know, Mike just kept changing personnel groupings and rotating the backs and giving them different looks, and it was effective for us.
How surprised were you to see Hayden make the kind of mistakes that appeared to be mistakes yesterday with the interceptions? And has his game dropped off at all from last year in your opinion?
No, I mean, I remember what he did a week ago. I mean, he's playing well. I mean, they're just, it's, you know, they've had some injuries. And, you know, over the years, they've been one of the better teams in overcoming injuries. And they're, you know, they've had a few weeks where they've given up some rushing yards and come back and they'll outscore somebody. So, you know, he learns from those things. He puts those things behind him. And, you know, he knows this defense very well, and as this defense knows him very well. And so it's, you know, it's going to be a huge challenge.
You worry guys get almost too hyped Monday Night Football, you know, the matchup at stake. You think you have to calm down?
No, I mean, I think as you lead up to kickoff, you know, a few hours before kickoff, we'll have to calm things down. But the hard part about Monday is if there is anything, it's a long day. And so we'll keep them busy and keep them focused. But we just have to have a good preparation week this week and take advantage of the extra day, and they'll understand. Now, again, this is a division opponent, and, you know, it's been touted already as a must-win game for them, and we're just going to go out and do the best we can.
Let's put more pressure on them because
of I didn't say it was a must-win game. I just read it here and there. So if someone's putting pressure on them, that's fine. They will not succumb to that either. They're obviously the Colts, and you know, they've won the division here however many years in a row. And, you know, we're just gonna, again, we're trying to win the next ball game. It's not about being 7-0. It's just trying to win a division game right now.
It seems like the last few years when we've had teams in the league starting 5-6-7-0, almost in the national media, this count has begun to whether or not they can make it undefeated or not. And I don't know if that puts pressure on people one way or another, but that count hasn't started for you yet. I'm guessing from coaching perspective-wise, that's a good thing.
Well, you know, from a coaching perspective right here, okay, I'm just going to try to win the next game, period. All right? And I'll say it over and over and over again, but that's it. You know, we're doing some good things. We looked at this tape as a staff, and guess what? We left a lot of plays on the field. We left a lot of plays on the field, on both sides of the ball and on special teams, so we can get better.
You mentioned that. I mean, in fixing these things, how much more do you have to do to be where you want to be?
Well, they're the weekly things. They're the subtle things that take place in the execution of a play, where if this thing happens the way it's supposed to happen, you have a big play. You know, if the receiver, for example, I'm not criticizing the receiver, this is just a hypothetical example. If the receiver runs the defensive back off down the field and just keeps running, recognizing man coverage, he's not involved in the run front or the tackle. If he stands there and blocks him in man coverage, then the DB knows it's a run and he gets off the block and makes a tackle. Things like that. Not that that happened yesterday, but things like that.
You said Tony Brown was close to playing, if I'm right here, and Kyle, of course, did play some snaps. Justin Gage and McCarron, how close or not close were they?
Well, as I said earlier, we have a chance to get them all back on the practice field this week.
I'm asking how close or not close were they to playing Sunday?
They didn't play Sunday.
So how close were
they? I can't quantify how close they were or not.
In terms of one of the things you said last week that you were concerned about was the number of penalties that tend to pop up and increase after a bye week. You satisfied that you were able to keep that number to a minimum yesterday?
You know, the penalty thing, no, not, because we had three that should not have happened. We had, and Nick would be the first one to tell you. You know, he spiked the ball. It's a delay game. And then we had... you know, we had a holding call on special teams where, you know, this should not happen. And then, Chris's deal in the end zone. You know, so then a couple defensive offsides. And then we had, a couple things that I think could have been called against them that weren't and vice versa. But I'm not pleased with the penalty numbers. We need to get the penalty numbers down.
Did you find yourself, I know you didn't like to see it, but any humor in Chris's bongo drums?
No, because when you kick off from the 15 and you give them field position, and so there's a lot of things at stake there. There's shutouts are really hard to come by, and there's the defensive mentality that you're playing to try to keep the zero on the board, and now you kick. You know, a lot of different things, field position wise, drive start wise. Just a lot of different things that are involved there. So, I mean, I think I know he realizes that now, that, hey, have fun, but don't penalize the team.
What will he do it again?
I'll cut him.
Thanks.